Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Conversations. My name is Star. Welcome to my YouTube channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So this is my YouTube channel where I do conversations about biblical principles. And I have my podcast, Star's Opinion, The Christian Perspective, also linked to my YouTube page as well. So this video is just a little bit different for Stars Conversations because you guys, I have 3 children and my youngest is 4 and she is in preschool right now. But the reason why I'm not able to set up the camera like I have done before is because by time I do all of that, it's time to pick her up. And then I have to go pick up my other daughter. And then my son gets out of school. And then my husband comes home from work. So it's just like a whole system that we have. So I've been trying to find time to really set up and record. So this type of recording that I'm doing right now is just faster. So just bear with me, but I promise I will be able to upload some video where I am in front of the camera very soon. So I thank you all for just bearing with me for those who like to watch the actual videos of someone in front of the camera. But if you don't, if you like this, let me know. So put it in the comments and let me know, right? So today's video, I wanted to speak about the biblical principles of just having faith. And the Lord has been really teaching me in this season of building my faith in who He is, building my faith in His word, and just building my faith and having the authority to speak the word of God. So I have read this scripture many of times. It's in the book of Mark, chapter 5, and it's a very interesting story to say the least. Jesus crosses the lake to go on the other side into the region of the Gerasenes, and the Bible states that there is a man who is possessed with an evil spirit, that he walks around the tomb sites and he howls and he screams, and he was so strong that the people in the town could not subdue him. Even when they chained him up, he would just break free of the chains, right? So when Jesus gets to the other side of the lake, the region of the Gerasenes, the demon-possessed man sees Jesus and he runs to him and he bows down low and he screams, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, do not torture me," right? So when I see that, I'm like, wow, he has bowed down low before Jesus and he's begging God not to torture him. He's like, "Why are you torturing me?" And the Bible goes on to say that Jesus had already told the spirit to come out of the man. Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man." And then the spirits begged him again and again to not send them to some far and distant place. So when I saw that, I was like, pause, right? What do you mean, do not send us to some far and distant place? Well, then I was consulting the Lord and inquiring of the Lord, why did they ask not to send them to some far and distant place? Well, the reason is because they did not want to leave that region. Remember, in the book of Ephesians, the Bible tells us that there are principalities in high and wicked and dark places that rules over a region or a town or cities and countries and nations and stuff. So it was a spirit that ruled over that region. So when Jesus cast out these demonic spirits in this man, he was there sitting with his right mind fully clothed. And so the demons had asked Jesus, "Can you send us to the hillside into those pigs?" And they begged Jesus, and then Jesus gave them permission. So that also stood out to me. How does it look when demonic spirits who are down to hell and torment have more faith to ask Jesus what they want or what they need, and we are children of the Most High God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we don't even have the faith to ask the Lord, I need help paying my bills, or I need help being delivered from, you know, the spirit of anger or bitterness or whatever we need help with. We don't even have enough faith like these demonic spirits, Lord, please. And the Bible says they begged, please, please, please don't send us to no far distant place, but send us to the hillside where the pigs are at. And Jesus gave them permission. So that really stood out to me because the Lord has been working on my faith. So I'm like, if they got enough faith to ask, I need to have more faith to ask God for what I need. The Bible says, tell God what you need and then thank Him for what He has done. So as I go on to read and the demonic spirits go inside of these pigs and the man is sitting there perfectly with clothed and in his mind, the people, you would think the people are like, oh yes, thank you, Lord. You know, tell us more about who you are. Nuh-uh. Let me tell you what they did. What they told Jesus, listen, you got to go. We're begging you. The Bible says they begged Jesus to leave them alone. So He just steps right back into the boat. But the man that He had freed, the man that He had delivered, the man that He had set free from his demonic possession begged Jesus to go with him. He said, Lord, please let me go with you. But Jesus tells him no. And I'm like, well, why, Jesus? Why are you telling him no? Well, the thing is, when you look at it from a deeper perspective, Jesus told him no because he was going to be the voice in the wilderness. He was going to be that voice among his town and the region of the Gerasenes of showing them what God has done for him. Remember, he was known for being out of his mind. He was known for cutting himself. He was known for howling at the moon. He was known to live among the dead grave sites. But now he does that no more. Jesus has completely set him free. Jesus has completely restored him. So now he can show the people in the town what Jesus had done for him. So I was like, oh Lord, thank you. Thank you. So we have to understand that we have the authority and the power when we believe that Jesus is who He is. We can speak His word. And when we believe it with our whole heart, it will be so. There are many people who are just like the people in the town. They want Jesus to do things for them, but they don't want Jesus. The people only wanted Jesus to fix their quote unquote problem, which was the man who was causing their daily lives to be disrupted. But they did not want Jesus. It reminded me of the book of Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1 when it says seven women would go to one man saying, we don't want you to feed us. We don't want you to clothe us. We just want to bear your name. So when you look at the state of the church and what the church is in right now, there are many pastors and ministers and Christian influencers. They just want the name of Christ, but they don't want who He truly is. They don't want to go through the trials. They don't want to go through the tribulations. They don't want to go through the fire. They don't want to be in the deep waters. They just want the name of Christ stamped on them to do what they want to do. They want to provide their own clothes. They want to provide their own food. They want to provide everything that they need. They just want Jesus to put His stamp of approval. You have pastors who are saying that you aren't going to be blessed or rich if you give to the poor. But the Bible says that it is blessed to give to the poor. We're not given to the poor because we want to be rich. We're given to the poor because it pleases God. And in that He will bless us, and it does not have to be monetized. I can't even say the word right now. It doesn't have to be monetary, right? We can bless us in different ways. He can heal our body. He can heal our family's body, whatever He wants to do or however He seems fit to bless us. That's what we will receive when we do what he has commanded us to do. So I thought that was very interesting that a lot of people, y'all really don't want Jesus. Y'all want his name and the benefits. It looks good to have Jesus, but you really don't want who he is at the core. Right. This is why the Bible says that in the last days, or on the day of judgment, I should say, that many are going to say, I prophesy, I cast out demons, I did this, I did that. And he's going to say, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Right. Because you don't know who he is. You don't want to know who he is. You just wanted to have the stamp of Jesus on you. You wanted to provide for yourself. But the Bible tells us that his people depend on him for all things, that he is the good shepherd. Even when you read in the book of Judges and Gideon, when God told Gideon that I will use you to deliver my people from the Midianites, Gideon said, I am the least of my tribe, and my tribe is the least of all the tribes. We are weak. How can I do that? How can you call me a mighty man of valor? But the reason is because God is with him. God always chooses what seems to be weak, what seems to be foolish in our eyes, and he uses that to show his glory, to show his power. So we cannot do anything in and of ourselves. This is why the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If Christ is not strengthening you, then you cannot do all things. People like to stop right there and say, I can do all things. Through what? Through Christ who strengthens me. If you don't have Christ, you cannot do all things, because he's not giving you the strength to do it. So do you really want Jesus? Do you really want him? Or do you just want to look like you want Jesus because it gets you the clicks and the likes and the... No, we need to get back to the altar. We need to get back to prayer. We need to get back to repenting and asking God to purify our hearts so we can truly want him for who he is. And he is a wonderful counselor. He is a wonderful provider. He is our righteousness. He is the essence of life. Yahweh is his name. Our very breath that we take in and exhale says his name. So that is all I have to say about this video. Do not be deceived. We are in the end times. We are in the last days. Watch and pray. So let me know what you guys think about this video in the comments, and let me know, do you really want Jesus, or do you just want his namesake? All right, y'all. Talk to you guys later. Bye.